Welcome back to Siren Radio with me, Jim Rose, welcoming me today, indie rock band from Cleethorpes, four-piece indie rock band, by the way, from Cleethorpes in Grimsby. It's a Tired. Guys, how are yous?
Hello. We're doing good, mate. We're doing very well.
Thank you. Thank you for coming on. Really do appreciate it. Harry, who I believe is the drummer, and Sam, who is guitar and vocalist. Is that right?
No, just guitar.
So, nice one. So I'll start with, as it always is, how did the band come together? Because you've had some variations. Some people have come out. It was at one point a three-piece. Then it became another three-piece with vocalist. And then now you're a four-piece. So how did it all come together? What's the story that's got you up to now?
Yeah, so originally it was me and Harry. Kind of, it's always been me and Harry. We've been playing since secondary school. We had a band in secondary school. I think it was called Altitude. We was playing loads of rock stuff there. So it's like the very beginning. And then after school, we kind of, it was me and Harry again. And we was like, right, we've been wanting to play properly. We've been doing proper gigs for ages and ages. So we put out I think it was on Facebook. One of my mates from work has like a Facebook group for people in Grimsby looking for bands to join. So I put out a post on that, and then we got a bassist that joined us, and he was going to be doing bass and vocals for us. And then the original V1 of the Tired was born. That didn't work out.
So a couple of gigs done them. Ended up doing Sober, which was quite good. That was quite fun.
Yeah.
And then a couple of us.
Yeah. I think we did three with just the three of us.
Yeah.
And then I ended up reconnecting with Ruby, who's now the singer. And we ended up doing, again, a three-piece. We did some acoustic gigs.
We sort of just tried out for us at the start, once you just build it, doors and favour for us.
Yeah.
And then, just after all the gigs, and she was just sort of loved it, and she was like, oh, yeah, I didn't actually really like that. So we said, well, you may as well try a few more gigs with us. If you don't like it, then there's nothing stopping you from doing it. You may as well just stay.
Yeah. And then we were not bored of doing acoustic gigs, but it's just not the same as you know, full proper drum kit and bass and
because you guys proper get a sound behind you between you on guitar, Sam, and you know, Harry on drums. It's a case of the acoustic doesn't really do you guys justice. Would you say that that's fair?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I feel like we can give much more of a show, if you like, on full kit, so
yeah, absolutely.
And then now we're back in full swing. We've got Harry on drums, me on guitar, we've got Ruby as vocals, and the new addition, Spencer, on the bass. And we've just played at Doc's Beers for their fifth birthday, and it was just amazing.
Yeah, that's probably one of the best gigs we've done. It's quite surprising, really, because that was Spencer's first gig, which is, it's a hell of a debut, really, Doc's Beers, which for us is sort of a big one in the area.
Yeah, we spoke to a lot of kind of bands that performed on it, but is that you guys' kind of standout gigs ever, would you say? Because you did a lot of kind of pub gigs, yeah. You did a few kind of bar gigs and kind of pub gigs, but was that Doc Bears on its five-year anniversary, was that the one that stands out for you? And was there something with having kind of Spencer behind it as well, where you guys was kind of like, you know, it now feels complete in a certain way because there's now four-piece. And was he kind of missing piece that you guys felt like you needed, or was it just a case of adding it to this wall of sound that you guys kind of produce?
Yeah, I'd say so. Obviously, me and Sam and Ruby get along very well. Like, with Spencer, he's sort of brought a whole new energy to it. Like, there's just so much energy there, sort of thing. So even on stage, saying it's his first one, he's moving around, he's, I don't know, it's just sort of come naturally to him, if you know what I mean.
He's engaging with the crowd, and he's really getting behind it. And Spencer's been wanting to play with us for ages. And
yeah, since the first one of Dave Rose, he's come up to us, and he asked us, he's like, because we went to Spoon's afterwards for a little celebration drink and come up to us. He's like, guys, I really love that. If you ever need another guitar, please just come and let me join you.
We whittled him down from another guitarist to playing bass.
Yeah, 6 months to work.
Was that something that you didn't want to interfere in with you, Sam? You was like, no, we've already got a guitarist. We need a bassist. That was something. Sam having none of it. Anyone taking that guitar spot off him. How are the gigs and, I mean, say about Doc Bears, but how has it been with the reception do you get? Because you get a decent kind of home crowd when you do stuff like Dobros and stuff like that. So how has it been for the reception? Are you surprised by the reception that you get as a fairly new band? Or is it kind of something that you guys always knew that you guys would kind of collect because of the sound that you guys have?
Well, especially for Docs, it was very surprising because I actually spoke to the manager beforehand, and he was kind of saying that Docs kind of gets a little bit quieter around 8 or 9 o'clock, which is when we was on. We actually didn't come on until 10 o'clock, and he was like, "Don't expect it to be completely packed." And We started our first song and there was still hundreds and hundreds of people there. And everyone's moved all the way to the front, got right to the front. Everyone's dancing, everyone's singing, up on the tables, having a great time. People were saying that we were not like the best act of the night, but, you know, we were the most engaging, and that people seemed to really enjoy what we was doing, which was just so good to hear.
And not to take away from anyone else, let's not forget.
Yeah,
the last
yeah. I mean, there was a lot of bands that were there. There was a lot that were there. Mosaics, who we spoke to on this show, who were just absolutely great. Healer, who were doing great things. I'm trying to think who else was there. Ever was there. Revivalry was there. Am I missing anybody else? I'm trying to think. I've named five so far. But anyway,
Pardon?
Yes.
Sam Simmons.
Yeah. Well, did you get a chance to kind of speak to any other bands? Was it a case of you guys all interacting, like kind of going, you know, oh, what are you guys playing? And what are you guys kind of, was it a case of kind of having all of yous together and kind of talking about your musical influences? Or was it a case of, you know, band by band, but just kind of coming, playing and going? Or was you guys kind of having a bit of a chit chat backstage?
Yeah, so it was kind of, I didn't have a choice. I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but with it being our first proper sort of gig, but our
first proper venue.
Yeah, first proper venue. I didn't realise what I was supposed to bring with me. So with it being a full drum kit, usually they would take me full kit, or I knew about you're supposed to just bring your cymbals with you, but I didn't realise you're supposed to bring a snare drum. So what I'd end up doing was I brought 3 of my cymbals, but I'd forgotten my crash, which was pretty crucial. And then I didn't bring a snare drum because obviously I didn't really know who was supposed to.
So you're supposed to use the house kit.
Yeah, so we was using the house kit and everyone's brought their own cymbals and their own snare drum. So like maybe 15 minutes before, I spoke to the sound guy. I was like, oh, so I've got this. Is there anything else I should have brought? And he was like, have you not got a snare drum? I was like, no, should I have done? He's like, yeah. And I was like, oh, no. I thought I'd absolutely messed this up big time. I didn't know what was going to happen. So luckily, I've managed to use the house snare drum from upstairs because they've got an acoustic kit already there. And then I was talking to, I can't remember which band it was, but it was a band on just before us. And I spoke to him. And the drummer from there was like, yeah, I'll let you use that. I need to shoot off, though, so if you can bring us it in the morning or anything, that'll be spot on. But then as I was walking around setting up the drum kit, I caught the drummer from Revivalry. And I was just talking to him. And since he's local, I thought, right, I'll chat this lad. And obviously we spoke a bit about music sort of thing and how everyone got along. I've seen the video on their Instagram. It looks really good as well. No, so basically I got to borrow what I needed to borrow off this drummer. Absolute legend, otherwise it wouldn't have gone down anywhere near as good as it did.
Kind of saved the gig for you, in a way.
Yeah, massively. Without him, it would not have been anywhere near as good. I borrowed that off the Revivalry drummer and then gone back to the other guy and said, thanks for that so much, but I've got, unless the lads, so you don't have to wait around now, don't worry. We spoke to Ryan before, I've messaged Ever before on the sort of Tides account, I've got a conversation there. It's quite a nice little friendly industry to be in. You're all in the same boat, really, so you just get along and.
Yeah, it's very much a kind of, especially from, you know, it Cleethorpes and Grimsby, it's very much, there is a few bands that are coming out, I must admit, there is kind of a resurgence that are coming from kind of local music in the area, I must say, so I do feel like that was kind of the amalgamation, but like, was it just nice to kind of interact with all these other bands that were just kind of, you know, about in the area and just kind of having a sense of, you know, togetherness for that day for a common cause?
Yeah, so you've got all the people that go into that venue for like the main sort of focus of that venue then for the 5th birthday was the live music.
Yeah.
So near enough everyone there is there for a good time, for the good music sort of thing. So
yeah. I saw bits and pieces from all the bands and you guys as well, and you looked ace, and it sounded ace, and it did. I did feel very jealous that I missed out. I can't lie to you. I'll just go back to the band for a minute. Tides, is it just the Cleethorpes connection of where you guys are from, where we're all from? I don't know why I'm pretending like I'm not as well, but where we're all from, is it just the Cleethorpes connection, or is it kind of, and I think this is really clever, was it always that catch line of ride ride the wave with us, tide
yeah,
did you have that tagline? Did you have that tagline and then kind of came up with Tides, or did Tides come first and then it was the tagline?
No, so originally, Tides actually came, I think it was literally a couple of days before our first gig. We were originally called Neutral Feedback, which is a pretty terrible name, but that's, you know, that's in the past. And then I kind of figured, well, I work offshore. We all live near the sea. We all live at Cleethorpes. So it's a big, you know, people come here for Cleethorpes, all that sort of thing. So I was like, well, the tides, like coming out every day. People ride them, you know, come ride the wave boat. And then that's how that was born.
Is that kind of something that you guys are kind of, that kind of living behind, especially with that you guys kind of make a name for yourself, is that going to be kind of something going forward? It's very prominent all over the kind of all over the social medias, but is that something that you guys are not only living by but kind of putting out to an audience as well?
I hope so. Well, you say obviously the tide everywhere, so hopefully in future if anything did go quite well, we could link it in with coming to you wherever
the sound comes out, or something that sounds a lot better than what I expected, you know what I mean? But
it's always there,
and
it comes and goes, so it's hopefully we'll go along with that.
Yeah, absolutely. What are you guys' influence? Just kind of, what are you guys trying? Are you mirroring certain bands or artists, or are you guys kind of, What are you kind of taking influence off other people? Is it certain bands, or are you guys trying to create your own sound?
So with our influence or something, obviously with the members we've got, really is quite a rare thing to find, where you'll get a female singer in an all male band or that, you know, that sort of thing, that like the same sort of music as us. So obviously Paramore is quite a big influence.
I was gonna say Paramore seems like the obvious choice. So is that kind of is that where you're going, or is it like something, you know, is it various different influences as well?
Yeah, oh yeah, we've got different influences. So we've got a bit of Arctic Monkeys, which you'll see in quite a few other sets in the cover one. We're all into a bit of Foo Fighters. Obviously we're trying to keep it on the more famous side for the indie gigs. Me and Sam do like a bit of Royal Blood, Ruby as well. And then in one of the pieces we've just started to make, it's sort of sounding like a little bit of Killers, sort of esque in the chorus.
Got some synths and stuff in there.
Yeah, so it's sort of coming together nicely on that one. But the main influences, I'd say Paramore is quite a good one, because I think me, Sam and Ruby especially, we're all sort of slightly 1 foot into the emo scene, and it's a nice little balance of the fence between the music we do like to listen to and what we perform as well. So
something that we are doing kind of in each one of our songs so far is trying to, where we have kind of like a breakdown of the guitar, and it's like, I don't want to say a solo because it's not really a solo, but I'm trying to match the bass line the whole way through, and then that individual bit of the guitar as well. You'll see that in future songs.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, what is the writing process like? Is it something that is it, who's writing it? Is it across the board with all yous, or is it maybe it's Ruby, or is it Sam, or maybe even you or Harry or Spencer exactly? Is anyone writing one specific kind of thing, or are you just kind of being like, I've got this guitar riff and, you know, I've got this drum beat behind it, I've got this on bass, and Ruby's like, oh, well, I've written a few lyrics down, and that's how kind of these tracks that you guys have been making have come together? Or is it a case of someone writing everything down and just kind of being like, maybe try this out and kind of vice and reverse of just keep kind of trial and error?
Yeah, I mean, I wish Ruby had started writing lyrics down. That's our issue at the moment. But currently, one of the songs we've got, I think I've done pretty much all of it. We've had some Harry's had influence on the drums and all that.
Yeah,
but I've done the bulk of the first one.
A lot of the writing side is coming from you, Sam.
Yeah, I work week on week off, so I have a lot of time to kind of get creative. So that's really handy. What really really helped us is me, Ruby, and Harry. All obviously we went to Healing School, and we all did music at school, so we've kind of used all the stuff that we learned at school to help create our music now, and we're using the same writing software.
The same things that you kind of learned in at school was the same things that you guys are kind of taking in. So I mean it wasn't completely wasted then when you was just playing about in music lessons and all that. It wasn't completely wasted. So that's when it's kind of coming by. Yeah, I mean, the tracks that you guys have been working on, tell me about that. What's kind of influence? I mean, you've said about the influences, but is the certain stylings of it that you guys can kind of talk about in both songs that you guys have been working on? I've sent over a few demos and we'll play them. So, you know, what's the kind of stylings of them? Talk to me. Just kind of sell the tracks in a way.
So yesterday, Sam had one, like you said a second ago, where he's already created it, and it was quite influenced it. That's why I sent that line. And then yesterday, he thought, right, let's get this together, and then come up with one from scratch, to see where we get the secrets any good, and then we can reassess. So we sent that one in, that's the Project 7 one. So last time to the movie, it's all come from School Style Logic Pro, it's just really helpful to us with that GCSE music sort of thing. And then with the style of the songs, like I say, you'll see some little bits of Killers, you'll see hopefully ones with a bit of lyrics, we'll try and find a bit of a Paramore-esque route. And
what we've been trying to do as well, I know with the 1975 in particular, they kind of have each instrument as its own solo instrument. So a lot of the time it would just be like drums are keeping the tempo, bass is thickening the music out, where we've tried to have it as there's the guitar, which is, it's got solo, it's got its own good instrumental bit, and then the bass is thickening it out, but then it's also got its own own rhythm, melody lines and all that sort of thing. And then Harry can have a bit of fun on the drums as well. The whole idea of us making music is for us to kind of enjoy what we're playing rather than obviously for other people to enjoy what we're playing, but there's no point in doing it if we're not having fun playing what we're playing.
And you guys are kind of having fun in creating music first and foremost. You guys are kind of having fun in just creating your music, yeah. And then in the case of just and the audience, you're kind of being receptive with it as you guys are doing the gigs and that.
Yeah, it's quite like yesterday we were just making it, and there's little bits that we did where Sam would play something and I'd go, oh yeah, I quite like that. That's quite good, that. I think that is. And then it would just be an ongoing sort of trial and error process of you play something, you go, try that little bit. It might work, it might not. We'll just delete it if it doesn't. But it's come to a point now where we're just getting to that point of, oh yeah, that sounds nice. Think that in.
Because what we actually had yesterday, like I had an original bass line idea. I was like, right, let's start the song with this. It's this bass line, and currently it's not actually been put in the song.
Because
the guitar that I had, the guitar that I put to the bass line is now the chorus, and it
works in strange ways, but once you've found the bit that you both sort of pick up on and go, you know what, yeah, that sounds great. And obviously, yesterday we had a little band group called Letting the Guys Listen, because they want with us at the moment. But we all love it. It is a fun process, songwriting. It's like little bits of excitement when you find the right part.
Something that really works.
Yeah. It's hard to get, but once you've got that flow, it's sort of, I don't know, I can imagine it's like some sort of uni assignment for those of you where you're struggling, and then you find that one bit and you're like, you know what, yeah, we're on the roll.
Yeah, so would you say there is a lot of trial and error that's going into the song so far? A lot that's kind of being put in and just hasn't really worked out. So there's a lot of kind of trial and error. There's not a case of, you know, hitting it and going, this is the right thing to have in there and this is the right thing to have in there. It's just a lot of kind of, like I say, in the practice room going, does the, like Sam said, kind of having a bass line or a guitar riff kind of, and it just wasn't even put in the song. And that's what sparked the idea. So is it a lot of that where it's like, put it in, that didn't work, take it out, put that in, that maybe does work, leave it, and so a lot of trial and error?
Yeah, I think a lot of the time we start our songs with the guitar just to kind of get like a basis for the song, really. And kind of anything that goes with that. One of the songs that we sent in, I kind of thought I'd finished it, and then I listened back to it, because that's why it's called Revamp, because that's what I'd saved it as, because I did the first one, and I was like, no, I need to revamp this, this is horrendous. So I finished it, and then I was like, no, this isn't right. So it's actually changed quite a lot from what I'd originally done. So anything is possible, really.
Yeah, absolutely. The tracks sound ace. We'll give a few little demos of what you guys have been working on. Leave you with this question. What is probably next for you guys? What is in the pipeline for plans? Obviously, you're recording a lot. You're trying to get some songs out. Is there anything else, gigs, etc., that you guys have kind of got coming up?
Yeah, so after I got to it, there's all my email back to had a great time, and then I think the guy said, we'll refer you upstairs, and there's two different managers, so we're not yet played upstairs in the academy, and we're hoping to. So that's the foreseeable goal, I'd say. But what we're doing to do before that is create our own music, a lot more of it, so that's where this initial push has come from, with making these tracks. Because I think as soon as we've got a good amount of songs that we all do like and all sort of approve of, and we can push that forward and go, hey, Docs, we've got this, that, and the other ready to roll. Here's a little taste of it, send them a video or something, and then fingers crossed we'll be up there. And then,
sky's the limit type thing. What are you guys' kind of socials for people to follow? Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, whatever it is, WhatsApp, Carrier Pigeon. What are your guys' kind of socials that you guys have?
The Instagram we've got is Official The Tide.
Our Facebook is also, the handle is Official The Tide, or just The Tide. We've got a TikTok, but
yeah, that's
has that kind of gone by the wayside, having the TikTok?
Yeah, that was the original basis sort of thing, and I think he still got the password for it. So, our email, if you want to get in contact, is official.thetide@gmail.com, and we're more than happy to, if we can, come and play wherever.
Yeah. So is it a case of kind of expansion for you guys? Are you guys kind of wanting to kind of expand in a certain way away from kind of doing the local area as well?
Yeah, so Ruby's at university in Manchester at the moment. Obviously, she comes home for practices and gigs and all that. But she's been in contact with a couple of like bars and open mic night events and stuff in Manchester. She's obviously played them our demos of stuff that we've played live before, and they seem interested in getting us down in Manchester. Spencer lives in Leeds a fair bit. I think his girlfriend lives in Leeds, so he lives in Leeds a fair bit. And again, he's been kind of networking us around Leeds. So we're looking at stuff over there as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, best of luck to yous, and yeah, hopefully you guys come back on when you've got a few more tracks that are fully finished, and you guys come back on and we'll play them for yous. But for now, we've got a few little demos for yous that you've kindly sent over. So yeah, best of luck, and yeah, hopefully to speak to you soon.
Thanks, bro.
Yeah, thank
Cheers.
You. Cheers.
Cheers. Bye.